I'd always wanted to play Beatrice, and I was lucky enough to do so a couple of years ago. But I think it was the first character in Shakespeare that really pulled at me. It really engaged me. She really spoke to me. And every production I'd seen, I loved. And yeah, I felt I really connected with her. I mean, part, I suppose, for me, it was the fact that she's so funny.
Truly, I love none.
A dear happiness to women! They would else have been troubled with a pernicious suitor. I thank God and my cold blood. I am of your humour for that. I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
With the character of Beatrice, the role facilitates the actress who's playing her to be physical, which there's not many female roles in Shakespeare's plays where you do get that chance. But of course, you get the gulling scene, which is often interpreted in a very physical way. I mean, I guess the standout features of Beatrice are her wit, her independence, her contrariness, I think, as well. You know, she hasn't succumbed to the stereotype of the day. She's not living the norm. She's not married. She's got no kids. She's got to be slightly on the outside. She's got to be a slight fish out of water amongst a society where people are coupled up and in love and, you know, doing the normal things, which doesn't appear that she is.
By my troth, niece, thou wilt never get thee a husband if there be so shrewd of thy tongue.
In faith, she's too cursed.
Too cursed is more than cursed. I shall lessen God's sending that way. For it is said God sends a cursed cow short horns, but to a cow too cursed he sends none.
So by being too cursed, God will send you no horns?
Just. If he send me no husband, for the which blessing I am at him upon my knees every morning and evening.
A point that stands out for me is when she's talking to Leonardo and he kind of says, you know, are you gonna marry? And she says, well, no, I'm not really. I couldn't bear to marry. And, you know, I'll probably end up in hell. That's where I'll be most comfortable. Leonardo says, well, then go you to hell. And she says, no, but to the gate. And there will the devil meet me like an old cuckold with horns on his head and say, get you to heaven, Beatrice, get you to heaven. There's no place for you maids. I decided to voice the voice of the devil in a Frankie Howard-esque mode by doing it like this. Get you to heaven, Beatrice, get you to heaven. There's no place for you maids. And it always was very gratifying to get a very cheap laugh on a line which probably doesn't usually get a laugh.
So deliver I up my apes and away to St. Peter, for the heavens he shows me where the bachelors sit, and there we live as merry as the day is long.
Well, daughter, I trust you will be ruled by your father.
Yes, faith. It is my cousin's duty to make curtsy and say, Father, as it please you.
I'm definitely not as witty as Beatrice, but it was an attraction in playing the part. She's a funny woman. She likes to make people laugh. She is confident in her own opinions, I guess. You know, she can hold her own. She, yeah, I suppose it's not for me. It's not really for me to say what the similarities are. She married. She found love late.